Senior Labor Senator Stephen Conroy says Labor's new leadership rules are a farce. The reforms introduced by Kevin Rudd give caucus and party members an equal say in choosing a leader. Senator Conroy says the rules make the party a laughingstock and could leave Labor without a leader for weeks. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council are meeting to discuss Russia's plan to place Syria's chemical weapons under international control. Russia has reportedly given the United States the details of its plan. Possible military action remains a sticking point in the negotiations. Hundreds of firefighters are working to contain dozens of bushfires across New South Wales. It could take days to contain a 900-hectare fire still burning at Winmalee in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. Firefighters have already been helped by easing weather conditions. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says bandits who attacked a group of Australian trekkers and Papua New Guinean porters will face the death penalty when they're caught. The two PNG porters were killed. Several Australians suffered minor injuries. They're now back in Port Moresby and preparing to return home. Americans are commemorating the 12th anniversary of the September 11 attacks. President Barack Obama observed a minute's silence on the lawns of the White House and later laid a wreath at the Pentagon. In New York, relatives of those killed in the World Trade Center attacks gathered at Ground Zero.